This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Educated educators talking education.
Oh, it is definitely educated educators talking education. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, Tuesday night. Welcome back. 2 weeks off. I am Dr. Tim Slecker. Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, somewhere in the state of Washington in his car, stuck in traffic. So, Johnny, hang tight. Be careful out there. We got your back here. We would never let the show go on, though. Well, we're going to let it go on without you, but we know your support is there. Three incredible guests tonight. I want to jump right into it. We just witnessed an incredible natural disaster, particularly in the state of Kentucky, other places too, but Kentucky the hardest hit. And I know people have seen enough on the news and have seen the stories coming out of different towns, Mayfield particularly. But you know, with this show, the reality is that absolutely the lives of everybody are turned upside down. And we want to talk about though the educators and the teachers who are in this, because these are a different form of a frontline person who is there and to have been through this. So I have incredible guests from Kentucky. First, Joni Mead, who's a clinical professor from the University of Kentucky. Emmy Johnson, a teacher in Greenville, Kentucky. And Macy Laswell, also a teacher in Warren County. All three of you first, big hello from Busted Pencils. Thank you so much for your time tonight.
For having us.
You're great.
Thank you.
So, sure. All right, so let's start. So Joni, you are a professor in Lexington at the University of Kentucky. You were spared the devastation.
Yes.
Okay. But your concern, though, when you and I were talking off air, is what really is driving. I mean, what, obviously, being an educator, a teacher educator in the state of Kentucky, we're all concerned. But you, what is it that makes you really connected to what happened there?
So Macy and Emmy were both students of mine in our elementary education program at the University of Kentucky. And I've always kept up with them. You know, I always say once they're my students, they're always my students. And so I've kept up with them through their careers. And when I started seeing on the news what was happening in the western part of the state, all night I kept just waking up worried. I mean, I checked in on them the next day and learned of the devastation in the area. And then my mind immediately went to the students in their classroom and what we could do to help in Central Kentucky and help them get back on their feet and get their classrooms back to running.
And the immediate help, so Julian Vasquez-Heleg, your dean at the University of Kentucky, Julian and I have a long acquaintance working with EDGE, and he actually put this on there and went right away. So I would right away, this is all about help tonight. So one of the first help places is go to cloakinginequity.com. Julian Vasquez-Heleg has a link up there. Busted Pencils Facebook page has a link right now for our first to go and help, because we want to get help out as best we can. Joni, the fact is, like you just said, once a teacher, always a teacher. They're always our students. And when we think about this and where they're at, okay, they're good. Emmy, Macy, thank you for being okay. Thank you for being safe. Emmy, what was your experience?
So around 8 o'clock, maybe a little bit earlier on Friday night, we began getting the alerts in our county that they had seen a tornado touchdown, which I'm on the southern end of the county in Greenville. But we sheltered in place until around 11 that night and, woke up the next morning to see all of the devastation that had happened, mostly in the northern part of the county. I felt like there was an overwhelming flood of information about what had happened. Right now, the current loss in our county is 12, but there are still several that are injured as well. But being in the southern part of the county, it's kind of crazy. I'm not seeing the damage like in my area, However, you know, I've seen my community step together and really respond to what we saw in the northern part of the county.
Yeah. And then, Macy, you're in a different area. So what about, I mean, what happened? You know, give us as best you can. And I don't want to put you in a tough spot because I know this might be hard to recall. But, yeah, I mean, what was going on with you where you were?
Yeah, so the night of the tornado, I woke up around, I think it was like around 1:15-ish to the alert going off on my phone. Like Miss Mead said, my husband was working in the emergency room that night, so he called me and said to get in place. And we have a six-month-old, so I grabbed him and grabbed all of the supplies that I thought he would need to keep him sustained for a couple days, and we went into our bathroom and took blankets and pillows to protect us in case anything happened. And then I actually had no cell phone service while all this was going on. So I had friends and family. Every now and then I would get an update coming through my phone, but I really had no idea what was going on. I could just hear it outside. So we actually ended up staying in the bathtub for about an hour and a half until my phone service could come back and I found out that we were in the clear. Okay. Nothing else was going to happen. And so that was that night. Once we woke up the next morning, we had no power. We actually went 3 days without power. We got it back late last night. And so we were lucky enough to find a generator. So we've been living off a generator for a couple of days, but we were very, very lucky compared to other parts. Actually, just one street over from mine, there are homes that have their roofs completely torn off. Their cars are turned upside down, completely totaled. We got very, very lucky that the tornado missed us.
And that is so great to hear. I can tell you that, having lived in Madison, Wisconsin for 8 years, we, you know, not frequent, but had a one time where I, like you, had to go downstairs with my kids and my wife and my dogs all on, you know, and kind of sat there and waited for that coast is clear. Mm-hmm. And then one other time while we happened to be away, tornado actually did hit our neighborhood. And what you just said, though, Macy, it's like, where it hits, the unbelievable destruction that it can cause, mm-hmm. and yet where it doesn't can leave something as if there nothing ever happened here. And I think for people who've been seeing the pictures on the news of some of that, where it's like, wait a minute, how is that house still standing perfect? And then one is so leveled. And that's the kind of chaos that is happening when you're in a tornado. And so those are your own experiences. I'm glad you got through them. It's great that you're safe. Thankfully, you know, everybody's there. Now, though, you know, when does it kick in that you're like, as your professor, Joni, just said, when do you two start going, what about my kids? What about their families? Emmy, at what point do you go, okay, forget about me, what about them?
Well, shortly after I had woken up on Saturday morning and had seen, like I said, that overwhelming flood of information, I sent out a reminder to my parents of my students, and I just said, hey, you know, please let me know if everyone is okay, if there's anything that I could do. I was really fortunate. None of my students were directly impacted. That's not to say their families weren't, but just in my, you know, close-knit community that I have in my classroom, none of my students' families were directly affected.
Good. So you got that news back. You know, what you just said, though, I mean, and then we're going to come up on a break, and then we'll ask Macy, and then we'll bring Joni back into the conversation. But, I think about what you just said. The flood of information that you're dealing with, the reality of what is a priority, and then taking the action to reach out and just say, are you all safe? This, again, thank you for being a teacher. Thank you for being an educator. And I say, when we get back, Macy, I want to ask about you, how your students are doing and what that was, how they're doing. And then we're going to talk a little bit more about how we can help. More Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk, back after the break.